This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 24 hours away from Philly's opening day. We are talking about the Phils today. ESPN has them number 3 in their power rankings. They took the vote of who was going to win the World Series. Philly's got the second most votes. We are asking you if they are overrating the Phillies.
Now, that could be the national media saying, everyone's picking the Dodgers, we got to choose someone else.
Well,
right?
the Dodgers got the most votes.
I know, but like everyone's trying to do the trendy little thing.
Right, yes.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to just ask this question, like as it pertains to the Phillies and everybody out there that views them very highly outside of the city. I understand if hometown fans are. But is it because no one else did anything significant this offseason? Like, they kind of look at the Phillies and they're like, well, they were a good roster last year. Nobody else really. Well, the Mets went and got Soto. But other than that, did anybody else do anything of significance?
I think the one thing that I kind of feel with it is that they look at the AL and there's no great team in the AL. So, like, the top 5 seem that they're all NL teams. So, like, there's no other team to kind of push one of the other National League teams down.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, the Yankees are the best odds, and the Yankees lost Cole for the year, which is...
They lost Cole, and they lost Soto.
And Soto.
Yeah. What about Houston?
Well, they lost Bregman and Tucker, and they have the second best odds. And the Orioles lost Corbin Burns, who was their ace, and they had the third best odds. Like, it's just... All the AL teams got worse.
Right.
And besides the Red Sox got better. I think they're going to win the AL. But, like, there's just not that trendy AL team to push any of that are better than the Phillies, Braves, and Mets.
So you got the Phillies and Phillies and the Red Sox in the World Series?
I do.
Okay.
Phil Sox, a little Fenway trip for the show. I mean, that sounds like a baseball dream.
Like a trip.
That would be awesome. I don't want to be around the Red Sox fans, though.
Yeah, but I feel like they're kind of the Boston fan. No, the Boston fans watered down.
If they're in the World Series, they're going to be.
Yeah, they're not going to be watered down.
Know,
then.
Everyone make pretend they're in the town. They're going to have everyone in their sleeveless T-shirts with their fighting Irish tattoos. And their Irish cross tattoos and their Lucky Charms tattoos is like, get out of here.
Listen,
we will end up in a fight if we end up in Boston.
Well, we'll bring Val.
She will fight.
She'll protect you like she did in the Celtics series.
Well, I've never been to Fenway.
Overrated.
It's not overrated.
Fenway is overrated.
Oh, you
it
are a
sucks.
Hater. It doesn't suck.
Wrigley is cool. Fenway sucks. I went to Fenway. We sat, I think we were sitting, or sitting in the left field or something, your seat should be facing home plate or, right. or the pitcher's mound. My seat was facing the first base or something.
You don't respect
it's
history.
It's tiny little seats that are facing the wrong way with a bunch of insufferable idiots. The Boston fans are worse than New York fans. They're worse than us. They're worse than everybody. They suck. Boston fans suck. I'm telling you.
I'm taking your word for it.
I could hold myself in New York. I get it. I've been around those people. We are going to end up in a fight. I'm going to lose the fight. Ike's going to have to try to fight everybody.
Brother fight in Boston ain't going to turn out well.
Actually the decent point.
And you couldn't handle New York.
What's that? Right. That's why I left. Speaking of which, let's get to the Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
All right, Ike, the Mount Rush 4 has returned.
What do you got?
Today's Mount Rush 4 is the four things I don't want to talk about anymore.
Wonder what's on this list.
We do 4 hours of talk radio.
Yeah, well, not everybody's going to hear this, so people could call about it anyway. All right. The number four thing I don't want to talk about anymore is the dagger.
Here we go.
It was a fun play. It got him the MVP. It actually didn't matter in the end of the game. It had no consequence at the end of the game. The only thing it did was two things. It robbed Josh Sweat of his rightly held MVP, and it washed away what really won for the Eagles this season, Saquon Barkley and the defense. The story of this year ended up being Jalen Hurts when he was only so-so all year long instead of Saquon Barkley, who had the single best season in Philadelphia and a number one defense. I don't want to hear about the dagger anymore. It was a nice little play. We'll talk about it for years. It didn't mean anything.
Well,
that is my position. Yeah, the dagger did not mean anything. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I was just going, it wasn't a completely meaningless play.
It was mostly meaningless.
Yes,
what was it, 27-0?
27-0.
Yes, yeah.
But.
In the third quarter. What was going to happen if the dagger
and
didn't
it's
not
meaningless from it as it pertains to the outcome of the game.
Yes.
I totally agree with you.
Yes.
But it was important that by the end of this season, if they were going to win the Super Bowl, I actually feel it was more important for Jalen to be Super Bowl MVP than anybody else. Would have been more fitting if Saquon was the MVP. It was his season.
Yes, but we've forgotten that it's
it would have been
season.
More fitting. Yeah. Well, we haven't. We won't let anybody forget it. But I understand that. But there's something to the quarterback winning, getting you to the game, and having that on his resume. It was meaningful.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Number three on the things on the Mount Rushmore of things I don't want to talk about, why I left WFAN. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You could not handle it.
Everybody thinks I got fired. There's no number of...
You did not get fired.
Well, there's no number of... Look, people ask, so why'd you leave? And I tell them, and I can see it in their eyes. They think I'm lying and that that I had to leave WFAN. I'm never going to convince anybody of anything that I wanted to come back and do this. So I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm here now. Let's make pretend I never went to WFAN. I'm not a New Yorker. I'm not a Yankee fan. I didn't get fired, but I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. I did not get fired.
Okay.
So why'd you leave?
Number two, on the Mount Rush 4 things I don't want to talk about anymore, being vegan. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about where I get my protein and if I just eat salad.
What about when people say that the plants have feelings too?
No one says that to me. No one says that to me. And I don't want to talk about what do you eat? Why do you do it? Blah, blah, blah. No one's actually interested. They're just waiting for their chance to make fun of me for eating like a rabbit or whatever it is. It's like, yep. I don't shove it in anybody's face. Like, if you push me, I'm going to get preachy about it. It's like, I don't
want
to talk about
and
it.
And no one likes preachy spite.
We don't want you to get preachy about it.
No, no.
Not one person.
And number one on the Mount Rushmore of things I don't want to talk about anymore, I don't want to talk about the process anymore. I don't want to talk about the process.
Well,
this is what this is about.
The process ended 2.5 years into Sam Hinkie's reign with the Philadelphia 76ers. It was almost 10 years ago that he got fired. It's been everybody else's GM. Well, I guess Maury's mine, but you had Brian Colangelo, you had all that other stuff. It's over. I don't want to relitigate it. It was still the right thing to do. I'm always going to believe it. I'm going to argue most people under the table with this sort of thing. I'm more practiced in this argument than anybody is with any argument in sports history. I don't want to do it anymore. The number one thing on the Mount Rushmore of things I don't want to talk about anymore is the process.
Well, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Man, it only took 1 year, man.
Yep.
1 year you've been here, man.
Already
these
folding.
People are worn you down, yep. Man, already.
Well,
man.
But I've been being warned. The process is the one thing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's different now, though.
I mean, because you got to face it.
Well, but I've had to face it in real life every day. This is the.
Nah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
I will say, yeah. This is the first time I've had to get feedback on my Eagles' opinions and Phillies' opinions. Sixers is the only thing I've ever been known for.
Yeah.
So I've had the process argument a bazillion trillion times.
Yeah.
Even on WIP, even though I wasn't on the air, there were still plenty of, like, Angela would have me
on. Yeah, oh, yeah. I remember those segments.
It's just like.
They'd have you on just to try to yell at you.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember those segments.
And I had. It was good fun. It was good fun. It was good times.
Damn, the process is done.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Joel is still called the process.
I know. But he's cooked too.
Oh, God.
Come on. Let's be honest about all this. It's over.
Oh, my God.
The anti-process people won, even though they're wrong.
They won.
They're still wrong. They were wrong the whole time, but they did win. All right. That is your Mount Rushmore. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls on the Phils right after Ike talks to you about your hair.
All right, fellas. So, you've got hair. Glad Hair can help you keep it. Mm-hmm. If you're losing it, don't worry, it's cool. They can help you out, too. The team at Glad Hair has been defending hairlines for over 30-plus years, and they've mastered the Glad Hair technique. Now, if you want more than just a treatment, if you want a one-on-one customized care, follow-up check-ins, and ongoing maintenance treatments for optimal results, then they've got you covered for that as well. It's the reason they're Philadelphia's leading hair restoration destination. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmm.com.
215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Big A.
Hey, I'm spiking Jackie Baseball back there. What's going on?
What up, Big A?
Hey, man, I got a text from my son yesterday. Did he give y'all my Dr. J story or something?
Did Aaron tell us the Dr. J story yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Because, you know, I don't read text that much. I'm getting too old, man.
Well, what's the Dr. J story?
Yeah, what's the Dr. Now we're intrigued.
By the way, I don't read text. I'm getting too old. Is well, that yeah, the I, old people can read text.
Well, the font's
okay,
just bigger.
Yesterday's show was fascinating. I didn't get a chance to come in because everybody y'all was saying to me was losers. Just losers all around the place. And I started with Dr. J. He's a loser to me.
Oh,
wow.
Dr. J.
Wow. He did blow a lot of 3-1 leads.
Let me tell you why. Because I've lived through all that. I was there. And when he said, we owe you one, I was brokenhearted for all those years until Moses came and said 4-4-4. So it wasn't really Doc that won us no damn championship. It was Moses. So Doc, to me, is in a losing category, a loser.
Wow.
McNabb's a loser.
Wow.
He's a loser. If you go 5 NFC championships and don't bring home a damn Super Bowl, you're a loser.
Wow.
You're a loser.
Wow.
So then everybody who hasn't won a championship, well, hell, you even called Dr. J a loser. He won a championship.
Embiid is a loser. Can't get out the second round. He's a loser.
Yeah.
Barkley's not a loser. Why? Because he played with wreck and track all through his career here in Philadelphia.
Is Randall a loser? Is Randall a loser?
Randall's a loser.
Okay.
Oh, well, I got a pretty high standard.
Is T.O. a loser?
I got no rap for T.O. He wasn't here but a cup of coffee.
I
ain't really got no rap about
it. Well, you're consistent, you know. You're consistent on this.
If you don't get to a certain point and you just stalemate, you're a loser. Come on, man, win something. Try to. AI's not a loser. He was around wreck all his career here. And he even tried to carry us to a championship. Now, I wanted to say all this stuff yesterday, but I couldn't get through. Now,
well, thank God he got through today.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about yesterday's topic. Just like your son.
Ted, Trey Turner has to lead off.
Of course he does.
The problem ain't him leading off. Who's going to bat number two?
Well, if he leads off, Bryce is batting two.
Well, we hope so.
Well, no, that's what Topper said. Topper said if Trey leads off, Bryce is. Yeah, he said that. He said Bryce will be batting number two. Yeah.
And who's three?
I would assume Bohm.
Bohm would hit three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bohm. Okay. Yep. Okay. I like that. I like that. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I didn't hear the manager
Topper,
say.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you could consider if a month and a half into the year we have old Stott back. Mm-hmm. I think you could consider putting Stott
at two.
Two, moving Bryce back to three, and having Bohm hit five.
Yeah.
And Cassidy hit six.
Okay. Well, now you could put three lefties there?
Well, then, yeah. I don't have
a lot of lefties.
Yeah. Great idea.
Can't do it.
Too many lefties there,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you know,
yeah. Too many lefties.
Gotta watch them strike out righty, lefty, righty.
Even though Dave Dombrowski said it doesn't matter how
it doesn't matter.
A lot of
doesn't matter.
Well, that matters.
Yes.
Well, Dave's talking a lot of stuff. He need to bring a big right hand bat in around, you know, the midterm. I mean, when the trading deadline comes, because they ain't gonna do nothing without a big right hand bat. What's wrong with a right-hand outfielder that can hit, like, 30 home runs? Where's that at? Jackie Baseball?
Well, it's not here. I mean, they're working.
We need them here.
I listen. I got you.
Yeah,
in a perfect
on.
World, I wish they would have that.
Come on, Jack.
Just poof, on, get man. The 30 home run hitting right fielder.
All right. Okay, Big A. Big A, do you don't have a favorite science fiction character, do you?
No, I did. Y'all took it.
Oh, what was it?
Terminator.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one. Well, I didn't take it.
Right before me.
We didn't take it.
Yeah, the guy right before me.
All right, Big A.
All right, my brother.
All right, there he is. Big A, I'm getting too old to read texts, is what he says. I can't wait till I... Big A's not even that old.
Isn't he in his late 50s?
Yeah. I don't think he's that old. I think he is. He told us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron's not that much younger than I am. How old is Aaron?
I thought me and Aaron are like close to the same age.
No.
Yeah, I thought he was older.
I think Aaron's late 30s. That would be my guess. Because I've heard from Aaron for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have kids calling us.
Yeah. Except for OK Andrew. That's the only kid. 215-592-9494. Bill in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
What's up with it, fellas?
What's up, Bill?
What up, Bill?
Big fan of this famous trio here, man. Do I think the Phillies are overrated? I'd say slightly, but I'd say overall properly rated. I don't think they're going to sleepwalk to, like Jack says, 94 wins or whatever he said.
90.
I more so think they're going to be fighting for like the second and third wild card spot, because I think that, you know, the Dodgers and Braves, I think they're both clearly better than them. And potentially the Mets, but, you know, the jury's still out because of the pitching. And then overall, the rest of the NL, I just think it's going to be a harder path this year to get to the playoffs, because I think the Diamondbacks, they're like a scoring wagon. They just didn't have the pitching last year, but I think their pitching is a little better this year. And then you got just the teams like the Cubs and the Giants are slightly better. So like overall, I think like I don't think they're, you know, overrated. I just think that it's going to be a little harder this year to get back to the playoffs. But I'm not saying they can't do it. I definitely think they can.
Yeah, I think it'll be hard to get back to the playoffs if for no other reason than the Braves will be better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the
Mets Cubs will probably win the Central. So like that takes out, that doesn't affect the wild card. Is it like the NL's pretty loaded.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how good the Mets are going to be. Mets are a tough one. That starting rotation sucks. The Mets starting rotation sucked last year. They're basically they're hoping that the Yankees closer can be their second best starter, right? I mean, Clay Holmes is going to be their number two starter. Yeah. Bill, why don't you give us your favorite science fiction character for next question today?
I don't know if you count, like Doc Emmett Brown from Back to the Future.
Would you consider Back to the Future science fiction?
Yes.
That's a good question. Yeah, then Doc Brown is a good
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no like monsters in it or anything, sure, but it is science fiction.
The DeLorean going back and forth.
Absolutely.
That's pure science. 2.51 gigawatts. What's it called?
Gigawatts.
Gigawatts.
Yes.
What did I say?
Gigawatts.
Yeah. Let me just move on.
Yeah, really close to... really, just a letter or two away. If you could go back, if both of you could go back in time to any era and live in any era,
yeah,
what would it be?
Oh, see, the 90s, we weren't advanced enough. It was a great time, but now you know what technology is.
Yep.
So I still want to have some of this technology, especially iPhones. Give me the early 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, give me the turn.
Like the beginning of the internet.
Yeah, give me 2000 to 2010. I think that was a great time. That was a great time for me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Your boy was in his prime right there. Yeah, your boy was in his prime. You know what I mean?
Some would say you're still in your prime.
Well, the body doesn't feel that way.
Jackie Baseball, if you could go back in time in the DeLorean to any time period?
Well, because I didn't live the 80s. Well,
I know. But,
you know what I mean?
But you see it on TV.
It looks a little overrated.
Okay.
I'm actually with Ike. Like, I would take the early 2000s. A little bit, you know, before too much technology.
Yeah.
Just enough. No social media yet.
Yeah.
Go outside, all that stuff.
We get to go back and maybe I can change the outcome of some of these NFC championship games.
Well, there you go. That'd be more your teammates.
Finally, you make a play.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Step up.
Yeah.
You got Tiger.
Tiger, the start of the Phils. Like, you know, I would love to remember early Utley, Rollins, and Howard. You know, have takes on those guys.
I would go mid-80s. Because
mid-80s?
Mid-80s. Here's why. Is that I was old enough in the mid-80s to understand what was going on. Like, all of my favorite bands of my teens, the Guns N' Roses, Metallica, all that, they were becoming popular then. But I was not really old enough to truly enjoy like the hair band era, or whatever. I was 12 years old, you know? So I think going back, and there were so many good movies in the mid-80s, there were so many good TV shows in the mid-80s. There wasn't any technology at all. Like, the big technology was a cordless phone or something.
Oh, man, you had a cordless phone in your house.
Yeah, I think that the computer I had was an Apple IIe.
That was the only...
You had a computer in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, that checks out.
Damn!
Yeah. Oh, all right. I didn't have a Commodore 64.
Oh, well, God
Commodore
forbid.
64 was the good computer. I had an Apple IIe.
What is a good computer constitute in the 80s?
Well, they had you know, those first-person shooters. The first one was Doom, and that or Castle Wolfenstein or whatever, and that was on...
Wolfenstein?
Yes, that was like the first one, and that was Commodore 64.
Is that with Apple with the green screen?
Well, it was mostly text on the Apple, and I had Micro Baseball, I think it was called, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh,
it was
a text video
game.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a text game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a beige-ish, like an off-white computer is the color of that, of the Apple
III. You had the back, like a TV. The monitor looked like a damn TV.
Yes. Different era. I would go mid-80s. I would love to experience what I
saw
happening
in the 80s.
I'm going
back to the 80s.
No.
No.
Oh, come on. I would love the 80s.
That might have been the worst time of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because of...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, life was a little rough
in the
80s, so
for
yes.
Sure. Well, yeah. I don't want to go back, yes. But as this, that's what I'm saying. I want to go back as me now
right,
in the
mid-80s. Right, into the 80s, yeah.
I don't want to be myself in the 80s.
Yeah.
I want to be the older version of myself.
I'm trying to think, rap music was just starting in the 80s. It was just starting to blow up.
Kool Moe Dee,
Run DMC, LL Cool J. Yeah, that was when rap music was still simple and good.
It was good.
Then.
Yeah, there was good rap music and Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
80s sports, right? I mean, 80s sports, like, you have the obviously Bird
Magic. 49ers ruled the 80s.
Yes. Yeah, Bird Magic.
Bird Magic.
Bird and Magic for the NBA.
Baseball,
awesome.
You had the 86 Mets. You had the Red Sox were good. The Mets were good.
But then it wasn't a great baseball era, I wouldn't say.
Mets, 86 Mets were
They're
great.
Very memorable.
Well, yeah, Mattingly,
87
Boggs,
Twins,
Roger Clemens, Dwight Gooden,
88 Dodgers,
Nolan Ryan in his heyday,
89 Giants.
I'd probably take the 90s over the 80s.
90
the
Reds.
Cheaters. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Chris Sabo.
It's the last time we won anything.
Nasty Boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we are talking Phillies. We will discuss, and we'll want to hear from you, who the most important Philly is this year, not counting Bryce Harper or Zach Wheeler. Put them aside. Mm-hmm. Who the most important Philly is this year. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in a half an hour, Buster Olney joins us to help preview the Phillies season. And you might be saying, Spike, half an hour, that's top five at five. That's right, a very special top five at five today at 5:30.
Yes.
At 5:30. Today's show is powered by Verizon for a limited time. Get their best price ever. Drop into your local Verizon store today to learn more. And in one day, like you turn on WIP tomorrow at this exact time, you'll be a little disappointed the WIP Afternoon Show is not on, but you'll be thrilled because you'll be hearing the Phillies.
And they'll be up 3-0.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Actually, I think they lose tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You're setting it up. setting it up.
No, anything to make my job harder. That's what they do.
Yeah, you got Zach Wheeler going tomorrow. Why do you think they're going to lose?
Well, because like Mackenzie Gore is a guy that I feel like they never hit very well, and I could just feel it. You know what I mean?
There it is.
The vibe
I'm
around
crush
the,
you on Friday. Buddy.
Vibe around the city's down. Yeah. You know, and then they go out with a limper, swinging at everything.
Show up at Chickie's on Friday to throw stuff at Jack.
If they win or if they lose?
If they lose.
Why?
Well, because blame you.
Well, being blaming honest. You, yeah. Yeah, all right. He said, I'm being honest.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Andy in Deptford, you're on WIP.
Fellas.
Well,
no, it's good. We live. We high.
There we go. There man. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go, Andy.
There
my bad. I'm in Jiffy Lube getting my oil change. So, you know, okay. I had to step outside for
uh-oh.
A minute.
Another, nice. Another lube job
another
guy?
Another lube job guy.
Yeah. Yo, as far as with topics like if guys are losers, I think there's no question Embiid is going down as the most biggest loser and the worst legacy all time a great Philadelphia athlete. All time. It's not debatable.
Why is his legacy worse than Charles Barkley's?
Because he never got out the second round and can I answer your question?
Well, no, what is Charles, but no, you're not talking about Charles Barkley. What was Charles Barkley's big signature moment in the playoffs for the Sixers?
What was Embiid?
No, I'm asking you how he's different than Barkley. I understand what you're saying about Embiid, and I agree with you. How is he different than Barkley? What is Charles Barkley's big signature moment in the playoffs?
I don't necessarily say he had one, but he connected with the fans.
Oh.
He never connected
with the fans. Of course he did. You're lying. You're lying.
How are you going to tell me I'm lying? Like, because, that's my opinion.
Well,
my opinion
okay,
is
then you're wrong. Of course he connected with the fans. The fans loved Embiid. There was a love affair with Embiid. You're misremembering everything because you're so busy trying to think that you were right about something and cry, wah, 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 and celebrate players that also didn't win anything. Allen Iverson didn't win anything. Charles Barkley didn't win anything. Randall Cunningham didn't win anything. Terrell Owens didn't win anything. There are so many players in our history that were great and didn't win anything.
Okay, my turn. Here's the thing with Allen Iverson, okay? Allen Iverson did way more for the culture and for the game of basketball than Embiid could ever sniff.
What did he do for the culture, Andy?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Ike, do you have
No. I'm sorry. Andy, I want you to tell me, you, Andy from Deptford, what did Allen Iverson do for the culture?
Man. made it acceptable and cool for kids to have cornrows. He made it cool for kids in neighborhoods where you've never been to be okay with playing
that's right. Oh, right. Andy from Deptford.
Glenn Mills.
Right, yeah, hey, Andy from Deptford.
Wait a minute. Can I finish?
No, you sound like a moron. You're the dumbest caller we have, and you prove it every time you call.
You sound like a moron, bro. Okay, no. You're getting off on your dad's being a radio guy.
That's
the only reason you're around.
I bet you wish you had a more successful dad so you could have a better legacy as well.
You're horrible as a host. The show's gone down since you've been on.
Well, that's not true, unfortunately, Andy.
It's an opinion.
Well, okay.
And if you ask a lot of callers like that don't listen anymore, but that used to listen, they'll probably give you the same opinion.
Yes.
Okay? Because you
You're
so scared. You
listen. Andy, you hate the show so much that you called you listened to yesterday's show, you hung on hold for 90 minutes, we didn't get to you, you listened again today, you called again today, sat on hold to talk to me, all for a show that you don't listen to anymore?
Yo,
you're just lying.
Here's the thing.
You're lying. Like, you're so boring.
Like, you're a clown. Okay?
You're boring.
You're a clown.
All right.
Okay? Simple as that. You're a clown, and you're not a good host.
Okay.
You're not a good personality on the radio. You don't bring much to the table.
Okay.
You really don't.
Well,
I got you. I'm just keeping it real with you.
I got you, Andy.
I'm saying what other people want to say.
All right.
Who? I haven't been on the air to say it.
Okay. You and Black Gritty. You guys happy? You listen all show long. At least you call.
I'll be happy when you're not a host anymore. That's what I'll be happy.
I bet you will be.
When Ike has a real host.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Somebody that didn't get fired from New York and had to, you know, take on as a host.
He took my jokes, man.
He used to be a guy that was like a producer. You know, like a rock
I was
rock
never
radio
a producer.
Guy.
All right, Andy.
You're a rock radio
I was
guy.
Never
now
a producer.
You're in sports talk. Come on, man.
All right.
Come on, man.
Okay. Are you done?
Nah.
Keep going.
I'll go all day.
Keep going. Well, because you don't have a job.
But here's the thing, like legacies. Like, you look at the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, the best Eagles quarterback all time.
All right. This moron. He's too stupid. At least Chuck's not dumb. Like, I have no problem arguing and having people tell me I suck, but Andy's so dumb is the problem. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. The question being, as a kid, were you excited for the first day of school? It's grown even more. 61.8% say no, they were not excited for the first day of school. 215-592-9494. Andy from Deptford telling me about the culture. KJ in Newcastle, here on WIP.
We've been doing well for a while there.
Well,
back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Chuck yesterday.
Well, KJ, I'm going to put you on hold again.
I forgot about Chuck yesterday.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys both.
Yes.
So both Chuck and Andy want to call and yell at me that they think Embiid sucks.
Yes.
And what I normally do is just let them say it. But then when I don't fight back, they get even more mad at me because they want me to argue about it.
They want, yeah.
I don't know what to do. I can't have the same specific. He hasn't done anything. There's no difference between Joel Embiid today and a month ago and 2 months ago. It's always the same. There's no new information. So if Chuck thinks he's a loser, and God bless him, he's allowed to think he's a loser. I think plenty of people are losers, right? Andy from Deptford thinks he's different than Charles Barkley for some reason. Okay, fine. But I can't, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do when they want me to yell back and I won't do it, and that makes them even more mad.
Yeah, like you don't have the energy for that argument anymore. It's an argument that has been had. And to your point, there's nothing that has changed with Embiid in recent time. This is more or less them trying to
needle you.
Take a victory lap, needle you. You know what I mean? I was right, you were wrong, that sort of thing.
I let them do it, but I'm not going to, like...
Right, they get upset when you don't engage with it.
Yeah, I don't know how to argue about it anymore because they think what they think, I think what I think, and there's never going to be any new information about it. Like, Joel's career, probably over for the most part in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he figures out a way, but probably not. So, and we will have the funeral for the
whenever
career
happens,
show
yeah.
at some point.
Yeah.
But, geez, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to Chuck. I don't know what to say to Andy. You don't think Embiid... You think he sucks. He's a loser. Congrats. You do. He has certainly loser qualities. I liked him a lot. I thought he was a great player. I don't think he should be the face of losing in Philadelphia. But I also don't think, but I also think they're selective in the way, and that's why I bring up Barkley. Uh-huh. Like, nobody says it. Barkley didn't have a successful run here. Now, it wasn't his fault. He didn't have great teammates or whatever.
Well, and he's more beloved now.
He is more beloved
now. As much
now.
More time has passed or what have you. He's so much more beloved now because he's so much further removed, which is something you also brought up yesterday about Embiid 15 years from now or what have you. The thoughts on him will probably be much, much different. At that time.
Yeah, like Charles was polarizing when he was here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like everybody loved Charles.
Right.
You know, there was, and Charles had moments here that were mm-hmm. not great with mm-hmm. fans, by the way.
Yep.
Speaking of which,
yep.
the spit incident, yep. and throwing the guy through the window. I love Charles, but mm-hmm. to act like Charles's run here was like everybody makes pretend that those guys were like sort of like Bryce Harper is now.
Right.
Where everybody loves him or whatever.
Right.
Everybody didn't love Charles.
Well, didn't Charles spit on he spit on a fan?
Yeah, that's what he just
accidentally. Yeah. He went to spit on one fan.
Yeah.
And he spit on the kid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one he will always tell you he regrets.
Yes.
That's one he certainly regrets. He'll tell you he doesn't regret throwing the guy through the window.
No, he deserved it. Yeah. Is what Charles
yeah,
said.
He'll tell you that. But he'll always tell you the spitting incident was not intended for what happened, even though spitting on someone is like one of the worst things you can do, no matter who it's intended for.
Yeah, that's what the funny part is. He's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I meant to spit on somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. And that's Charles. That's Chuck.
It is. Yep. And that's part of why we love him,
yep.
you know? And I do think, am I misremembering, Embiid and the fans did love each other.
No, there was a four-year window there with Embiid where you could do no wrong. Like, he could do no wrong as far as...
There's some people that are annoyed.
He's the number one athlete in the city for a 4 or 5 year run there.
Yeah. I wonder when it changed. Was it the Celtics series that changed?
I'm telling you, it was that Celtics series.
Yeah, probably. And
it
rightfully
was that Celtics
so.
Series.
Yeah. But like, Embiid was, I mean, there's like 5% of people. Like, even when he told the fans to shut the
people let
up,
that go.
And no one cared.
Yes. No.
That was peak of Sixers, too, where you could actually talk Sixers. The Embiid thing's a bit misremembered. But we misremember everything. I swear we misremember everything here.
Yeah. Well, as time goes by, you know, you just, so. All right, 215-592-9494, get to your calls. Of course you are.
Of course I am.
Knock them dead, buddy.
My people at Mark's Jewelers, listen, Mark's Jewelers is looking for a few good artisans. That's right, if you're an attention to detail individual with a passion for making people's dreams come true, Mark's wants to talk to you. Now, Mark's isn't just looking for people who need a job. They're looking to build careers in metal smithing, how about diamond setting, and computer-aided design and manufacturing. Now, that's because the team at Mark's Jewelers are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
KJ in Newcastle. You're on WIP. What's up, KJ?
KJ.
Chris in Ambler. You're on WIP. Oh, shoot. I saw that.
Hey, what's going on? I enjoyed that banter. We live. We hot.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yes.
But Andy
hates the show so much, he calls every week and to talk about what we talked about yesterday.
It remind me of your father.
No, shoot.
In some of the arguments he was making with people, it's kind of
apple doesn't far from the tree.
Yeah. Well, I have to have the legacy because he got me my job here, so I have to pay him respect. Sorry.
It's
go ahead,
whatever.
Chris. I'm sorry,
Daddy.
It's whatever. That's your journey.
Yep.
That's part of your journey. He's going to criticize you for it. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I normally don't listen at this time, and I get on, and it's like the top Rush 4.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Comes on.
Yes.
And I've always heard the top 5 at 5 with Jackie Baseball.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's different? It sounds like you're trying to rip off top 5 at 5 with the top Rush 4.
Yes, no. Mike. What do you guys say about
that?
So
I don't know the
top 5.
Proceed. Maybe, I don't know if Spike can defend himself or are we here from Ike and Jack first?
Yeah, the top 5 delegation's wondering.
Yeah. Well, are you just asking me, Jack?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, listen, when I first heard about this segment, the first thing I said, Chris, was it was a ripoff.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So the truth is, Chris, if I remember correctly, it was a John Marks idea. Wasn't Mount Rushmore a John Marks idea?
Yes, we did something like that.
Yeah, and I think we did it after we did Mount Rushmore Week. Mm-hmm. And we did Mount Rushmore Week when there's not like a ton going on.
Yes.
So we have more time. So Mount Rushmore actually existed a lot of last summer, and then football season came and we got rid of it. So truthfully, is it a ripoff of the top five of five? Yes.
Oh.
But it's also, I think...
The top five's been... I mean, that was a... Well, I actually don't know how much of a ripoff that was of someone else.
It has to be.
No one's done the top five like this, though.
Well, look, Chris, I ripped off the top five in New York, too. They do on WFAN. They basically do a top five at five now. So
the other way to look at it is if the top five at five is people look forward to it, and it's definitely a grabber, why not do one more an hour earlier?
Yes.
That's the program director in spite.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's conspicuous shamelessness.
Yes.
But hey, if the program director's good, we're good.
Yeah, I think mostly it's like, is it good content at the end of the day? Is it
that's
funny?
That's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Really, and dude, we're doing the same thing every day in a different order, to be quite honest with
yep.
you. So do you want to hear me whine about those four things, or do you want to hear them in order? And I think in order makes it a little more fun. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because it all ties into the content of the day. It's kind of weird. I haven't called in a while. I called the other morning, and I told Joe, I grew up two blocks from him and went to grade school with his late brother, and that was a neat moment I shared with him. But I don't even know if I've even talked to Joe calling.
Oh, DeCamera.
That was kind of neat.
Right, yeah, because Joe's brother passed, about 5 years ago or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to grade school together. So this school is called Our Lady Help of Christians, and we call it either Our Lady Behind Sears or Our Lady Help Me Please, are the two favorite nicknames.
Our Lady Behind Sears is very funny. I assume the school was behind Sears. Is that basically what it was?
The Abington Sears by Abington.
there you go.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was a. Thank you for the call, Chris. I assumed it was just a joke about where it was.
Right,
and
yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got it pretty quick. Yeah,
yes,
you locked in on
well,
it. Quick.
When I went to USC, what did UCLA students call us? University of Spoiled Children.
Wow.
Which is what
really?
UCLA
is. How'd
they know? I thought UCLA was like the rich kids.
Well, it's in, so USC is a private university and UCLA is state school. So if you are from California, you can go to UCLA.
UCLA is easier.
But
yeah.
UCLA is in a much, 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 much
place, right?
Nicer
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
UCLA is in Westwood and basically USC is a block from South Central.
Compton, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I'll let you boy. Yeah. Yay, yay. West side.
Little Ice Cube there.
Yes.
Well, I was actually out there when Eazy-E passed.
Okay.
So when there was the procession or whatever, mm-hmm. it was not far from where
there,
USC
yeah.
was.
How about that? Randy, you probably went to class with all types of, probably at that time, unknown, but they may have become actors or actresses.
So my freshman year, one, Jeremy Miller, who was Ben in Growing Pains, was okay. supposed to be in my dorm. And
the son?
The son,
youngest one.
The youngest son.
Yeah.
And I went to, okay, this is the only sort of famous person story I have from USC.
Right.
In my film class, Joey Lawrence was in my film class.
Joey Lawrence, give me a break.
Yes, and after that, Joey Lawrence in...
Joey, right?
No, but what was he at? When he was, whoa! Was he in Blossom?
Was it Blossom?
When he was the
brother? I thought he got his own show called Joey.
He did, but before that, there was another.
Yeah, Blossom looks like 90 to 95.
Okay, yeah. So it was 94 freshman year. So his whole thing was, he would go, whoa, or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So we have our midterm, and he goes on Conan O'Brien and complains about how hard the midterm was. And then before the final, I'll never forget, the professor said, I've made the final easier than the midterm, so no one goes on television and complains about
it. Oh, the professor saw it.
And the final was easier. So thank you, Joey Lawrence.
There you go, Joey.
Yeah, so thank you, Joey.
Hooking everybody up.
Yes, sir. KJ in Newcastle, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, KJ?
What up, KJ?
I don't really have a statement. I just have sort of an in-depth question. So... well, first of all, I don't believe the Phillies are overrated at all. I think I think anyone who thinks that's kind of stupid. But I really do think this is their year. Like, this is, like, the final year they have to do it. Like, I think the Phillies are putting all their chips in this year. They're all – most of the players are on contract years. Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, and they're all in their prime, getting older. I mean, the future is bright. We have a lot of young stars, but I think this is, like, the year they got to put all their chips in. But my main concern is not the pitching, not the bullpen. It's the timely hitting. I do think Trey Turner should lead off. I think he, at his peak, he would be best in that leadoff spot. And I don't know, we have a lineup to the point where it's really confusing to where you want to put these guys. Like, we signed Nick Castellanos because of that 2021 season, finished what, third in MVP because of how good he was, such a hitter. And the reason why he hit in that three spot is because he was hitting in front of or behind Tyler Stevenson, who was a great hitter that year. And he was also hitting in front of Joey Votto, who's also had a great year in 2021 as well, putting up an MVP numbers as well. So to the point where Nick is getting those outside sliders, he's not getting pitches to hit. So you don't really know where to put him because Nick performs better when there's more fastballs.
I think we know at this point what Castellanos is, right? I mean, we know he's a 272 guy who hits 20-ish home runs and will get hot.
Yeah.
And he's, to me, I'm fine having Castellanos hitting fifth or sixth and producing that way. I don't need to move Nick Castellanos up to make sure that Nick Castellanos hits 26 home runs instead of 20.
He's going
to
do it wherever he's at.
Sure.
I don't think Nick's going to hit another like 35 homer season like that or like 2021 season. It's mostly because we have so many guys in our lineup. He's not going to hit three like he did with the Reds, like he wants to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, but the big question is where we would put Kyle. You know, it's like. We had to put him in a spot to where he can still be patient at the plate and not strike out. I mean, he does strike out. He's either a strikeout walk or a home run or a single. That's pretty much what it is. But, the only other spot where I can really see, I don't think Bryce should ever hit two. That two spot is more of a Trey. That's why Trey Turner is so perfect for that one spot, because what he does is he will take more pitches to get on base and, like, could move to second on a steal or can routine ground ball to second base, he moves over, or a routine ground ball to shortstop in the gap, or something like that. He moves over to third and second. Next thing you know, you have maybe Alec Bill on a contact and hit him home, and then Harper's in a big spot in that three spot. I think that three spot should always be Harper's, because that three spot's such a crucial spot in that lineup. And then that five spot, that's kind of like a spot in a lineup to where you can either – because that cleanup spot.
KJ, we got to.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're in the thinking out loud portion of your call. I hear you. Do you have a favorite science fiction character?
Gotta be Anakin Skywalker or Optimus Prime.
I like Optimus Prime better. I think you're going to take Optimus Prime. That is a good one.
Yes.
That is science fiction.
Forgot about the Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Robots in the skies.
Yeah. I like the first one. I don't think I've seen the second one.
Of the big Transformer movies.
Yes, of the movies.
So
yeah.
To me, when the cult hit was the Transformers cartoon.
Yes.
Everybody loved the Transformers cartoon. That was if you can find that on YouTube, Transformers cartoon.
Well, and what about the Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox movies?
Nah.
Oh, come on, man.
Nah.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's the best.
And Transformers over GoBots. Which were...
Oh, yeah. That used to be a thing when we were kids. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the GoBots were like the JV squad. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe we're live streaming tomorrow, by the way.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what does that do for us?
More people can watch.
No, I mean, like, what are we doing? We just do what we're doing, though.
Yeah. But they can watch us the whole time. So, like, you know.
If I'm digging in my nose now...
Somebody's going to see it.
You can see that.
Yes.
Caller makes a great, brilliant point. You know, a reaction that's going to be,
like
everyone's going to see that.
Like maybe if Jack didn't like a call and he was hanging himself at the phone cord, somebody would be able to see it by any chance, or if Jack didn't like a call and he's like loading up a gun to fire at the telephone, you would see that.
What about when I'm yelling at the call? Would never, but what happens when I'm yelling at the callers back here? Sometimes I slam the phone down in anger.
Yep. You will see that.
That is awesome.
You'll see a sing creed.
Oh, yeah, you get to
we
see
will be on.
Creed.
Yep.
One thing we do not do, we don't throw headphones.
No. No, we do not do that.
You guys don't throw headphones, yeah. Yes.
Even at our maddest.
Yeah, we did that.
Did not throw anything.
Not throw headphones. Yeah.
There's but the release of when you throw something in anger.
Oh, is the greatest.
Big fan.
Yeah, when I was in college, before you, we had carts. Like
that seems insane. I don't know how you guys did radio with that stuff.
So when we played songs, even commercials, they were on these 8-track type things called carts. And you couldn't rewind a cart. It would have to fast forward to the beginning every time. So you had to rely on the person before you making sure that it was queued up. So I went to play a song, wasn't queued up, took it. Threw it against the wall, smash it into a million pieces.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I think,
felt good.
Yeah, you had some, maybe you still do.
I had anger issues. I don't have anger issues anymore. I had them.
Well
you certainly manage them.
Yes,
a lot better.
Think about the way it was.
It could have been, yes.
Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top five? Oh, no,
Buster
top five pops at 5:30.
Yeah.
Buster Olney joins us next to preview the Philly season. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and